Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful. The following Jummah khutbah was given by Sheikh Hafiz Abdul Wahid in Northwest Zone Spring Branch Masjid of Islamic Society of Greater Houston on July
3rd, 1998. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا نساء النبي لستن بأحد من النساء، إن اتقيتن فلا تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض، وقلن قولا معروفا. وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى، وأقمنا الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا الله ورسوله، إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكم من آيات الله والحكمة، إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. آخر خطبة مسنونة. I recited 3 verses from Surah Al-Ahzab. And in these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises to the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some good advices. And through the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this advice goes to the every Muslima throughout the world. This is the way of revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he asked something to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing him, through him it is meant that message should reach to each and every Muslim. Same way, when he addresses the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so it is meant that through the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this message goes to the each and every Muslim lady. Some people say that these verses are only for the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But majority of the scholars say that no, these verses are also for the Muslim woman other than the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is quoted by the instructions in the Quran you will see. So, today's khutbah is dedicated to my sisters, to my daughters, and they must listen it carefully. But unfortunately, very few number of them, they attend Juma. While a great majority of them, they attend the party, marriage ceremony. Each and every party they would attend. But very few, they would come to Masjid. But it is your responsibility, the husband, the brother, the father's responsibility, to convey this message to them. And request them, read these verses of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O wife of the Prophet, you are not like any other woman. That's true. Because they are the wife of the Sayyidul Mursaleen. If you keep your duty to Allah, then be not soft in speech. When you talk to any person not related to you, behind the hijab, behind the curtain of screen, as it is mentioned in the ayah hijab, then you should not be soft. Soft enough. The self should not be like this. فَيَقْطَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ Be not soft in speech, let he in whose heart is a disease of hypocrisy or evil desire for adultery should be moved with desire. Listening to your wife, even though you are not in front of them, you are behind the screen. But your wife, any person in whose heart is disease of hypocrisy, disease of adultery, he must not be moved by listening to your voice. So this is advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means you must be a little bit firm in your talk. Not polite. Not too soft. Not too complacent. But little bit tough in your talk. So that he must not understand any bad idea about you. Stop a minute. This advice is to the mothers of the believers. All the wife of Rasulullah, they are our mothers. But if a person can think that after listening to the wife of the mother, what do you think? What other lady as compared to the mother? If a person very easily can be moved by the wife of mother, he can more easily move by the wife of normal lady, normal woman. Therefore, normal woman also must adopt this name which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to them. When you talk on telephone, the ladies, they talk in a very nice way, very pleasant way to you, that a person is attracted to them and he wishes to see that woman. This is your daily experience. They see over here, normally, those who are salesmen, women, or like that, they talk in a nice way, that you are poor. But Allah says, no. Don't talk in such a way that any person may have any bad idea about you, yourself. Listening to your voice, then what to think about looking at the face of the woman? That is much, much more easier for a diseased person, for a person who has disease in his heart, to be moved while he is looking at the face of a woman. If the wife of a woman can move a person, then why not the face of a woman can move a person? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it does not mean that you should be rude, you should be talking with the woman in a bad way, No, وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. You should speak in an honorable manner, in a good way. It does not mean that you become but akhlaq with them. You become, you talk with them in an immoral way. No, you should be firm but faithful. They must not entertain any bad idea about you in their mind. Very few women, they comply with this one. And I congratulate these women, those who, when they talk on telephone specially, they speak with the man by saying them brother, bhai. In each word, they say bhai, brother, I just. So it means, when you say someone brother, it is very hard for him to think bad about you. I congratulate two ladies of this zone, I know them. When they talk, it happens in a way. Our sister, wife of brother, Saptati Singh. Our sister, wife of brother, Dr. Abdul Qadir Naiman. When you talk to them, they will talk. Always they will say, you bhai, brother, brother, brother. And they are not genius, but they are not also rude. Maybe the other woman also, Nirla gives them more of these to talk in such a way. But this is according to the Quranic instruction. Nakhla says, and stay in your houses. Stay in your houses. Don't go out, but you are allowed to go out. The same one says, but your duty is to stay at home. Islam puts burden on the husband to provide sustenance for the woman. Not the woman to provide sustenance for their husband, for their children. It's not Islamic way. They can have a job, they can do jobs with, but with a certain limit which Islam has laid down. Islam doesn't stop them from having a job. But it is recommended for them to stay at home. If you don't need any money, then stay at home. But unfortunately over here, men also go for jobs, women also go for jobs. Husband working, wife working, both are out of home for 8 hours, more than that, and children are handed over to the TV at home. For 4 hours, 5 hours. And what they learn from TV, you know very well. Or they are handed over to the babysitter. And most of the babysitters are non-believers. And they are being brought up under their supervision for many years. What can they expect from babysitters? What they will teach them, their children? And the most worst thing is that whatever goes, husband and wife, they earn, I feel pity. Whatever they earn, more than 75% goes to the non-believer, goes to the mortgage company, against their homes, against their cars, against this and that. More than 70% of their hard-earned money is going away from them. They have got a house, they have to pay for it. Both work, hard work, they do hard work. And whatever you earn, it goes to the capitalist, the blood sucker, through whom you have got your how for 30 years, 36 years. They are sucking your blood, your money for 36 years. Whatever you pay to them, in the beginning year, 90% of your paid money goes to interest and 10% only to the principal. Then 90% of your labor is wasted. You are wasting your 90% of your labor. putting in the mouth of the capital. Only 10% to the principal amount, and it goes on till the year about 13 or 14 or 15 years. After that period, it becomes equal. Half of the money goes to the interest, half of the money goes to the principal amount. So you are earning two for the capital. So I feel pity for the Muslims. Maybe they are working hard for the non-believers, for the capitalists, who are sucking their blood by this way. And you know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any person who makes a contract of himself, everyone who buys a home, he has to sign the contract. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la'na, courtesy of that person who signs a contract of interest, either faith or gift, and the people who sign as a witness, all are equal in the sense. When you take a house on mortgage, you have to sign that you will pay interest, this much interest. Then if someone pays interest or takes interest, it is a grievous, great sin in Islam. But another aspect, when you work for 8 hours, and your wife was working for 8 hours, when husband comes home, he needs to be welcomed. He wants to be welcomed by the wife. He is tired, he is upset, maybe he is acknowledged by his boss, rebuked by him, and he is upset. He wants to be consoled when he comes at home. But if she comes home also tired, she also needs some reception, good words from the husband. Both are tired when they return home. What happens? They start fighting. Argument. He wants that she should do work for him, and she wants that he should do work for him, for her. Argument. Fight. In Urdu we say, tabiyat mein chirchirapan ho jata hai. Chirchirapan. Can anyone help me? Chirchirapan. In English? Huh? Irritated. They are irritated. Both of them. And then they fight against each other. In front of the children, putting bad effects on their life. So this is the result when you do job. But it is allowed to go out of house, Allah says, that when you go out of house, then there must be one condition observed, and that is, and do not display yourself like that of the time of ignorance. That is the condition. You can go out of house, but you are not allowed to display your beauty, the woman, not allowed to display your beauty, as used to be displayed by the woman in pre-Islamic days. Unfortunately, our sisters, our daughters, they are not following this teaching. They go out with their beauty, with their good dress, with their makeup, with each and everything, without covering their dress, without covering their face, or their beauty. Why Allah says, don't display it to the outside. You can display it to your father, to your brother, to your uncle, those who are mahram. But you are not allowed to display this beauty to the outsiders. But when they go out, many women, unfortunately, even at the age of 60, some ladies at the age of 70, when they come in the party, in the masjid even, they come with half baby necklace. Especially Indian and Pakistani women who use sari. Some of them have half belly naked and they come out. You may have seen that. You are not living in an angel place. You are living here. Their belly is shown to the public. This is nothing but jahiliyyah. Some ladies come with naked legs, having skirts up to the Nay, this is also Jahiliya. Pre-Islamic days women would do this. Not a Muslim woman should do this. Not allowed. So these are the things which belong to the pre-Islamic days, not to the Islamic days. Islam has allowed you to come out of your house, but with the condition not to display your beauty, to attract other people to yourself. Even though you come to masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited, don't use perfume when you come to masjid. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you stay at home, what to do? Then Allah has said, وَأَقِمِنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَدِينَ الزَّكَاةِ, and offer prayer perfectly, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. And Allah, this is only to remove a risk, evil deeds and sin from you. After giving this instruction, Allah wishes to remove a risk from you, O ladies of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wife of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever is suggested for the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is also suggested for general women. Allah also wants to remove a risk from the normal woman. You cannot say that this is verse is only for the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while the other ladies, Allah does not want to purify them. Allah wants to purify each and every Muslim woman. Display your beauty as before Islamic spirit. Does it mean that Allah wants only the wife of the Prophet not to display your beauty, but other women are allowed? None of the believers will say this. So this verse is for all. وَيُفَصِّرَكُمْ تَصْفِيرًا, purify you with a thorough purification. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى. Let me tell you one verse in the same surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included, along with his wife, his daughter and general woman also, saying, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, all the believing women, dear brethren, what to do? يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. O Prophet, tell your wife and your daughter and the woman of the believer what? To draw their clothes, mean waist, all over their bodies, in brackets, screen themselves completely except the eyes or one eye to see the way. Why Allah ordered this? Saying that will be better, that they should be known as free, respectable women, so as not to be annoyed by the bad people. And Allah is ever of forgiving, most merciful. So you are allowed to go out of your home, but with these conditions. To cover yourself. Allah has used the word jalabib. This is plural of jilbab. It is not like khimar. Khimar is dupatta. But jalabib is over cover. Badi chadar. When you go out, use badi chadar on yourself. But how many ladies they use law this? This is clear cut instruction. But how many women you see that on their sarees or on their normal dress, they are using this jilbab? Very, very few. Very few women. They are violating Islam. Instructions of Islam. Openly. Yet, you want us to be quiet, not to talk on members about the ladies? As I have been instructed, not instructed, suggested by one of the great IFPS personalities 2 years there, that don't talk much about ladies on members. Why? Because they are annoyed. When you talk about them, they are annoyed. I am not talking about them on my behalf, but whatever I talk is Quran and Hadith. Because we see normal husbands, they don't advise to their woman. They are afraid of them. You know that. I can say directly to you, you are afraid of them, advising them. Including myself. I am not excluding myself. Including myself, on some occasion, I can't say my wife. So, if we are afraid of women to say something, then why let not Quran see? Why not let Hadith see to them directly? When I gave khutbah 2 years back over here, and in North London, I said about salam. How to give salam? Because many people, they would give salam in an un-Islamic way. Thereafter, they were remorseful. They became in a bad shape. So I said, how to give salam Islamically? One lady talked to me saying that you are now teaching the woman, teaching the man to give salam to the woman. You are not suggesting them to give the salam to the woman. There was their approach. While I was teaching them that if you want to give salam, that is the last before. But even if that happens, it should happen in Islamic way. And in Islamic way, it is very hard to separate a woman. Very hard. Also easy, but it is harder for a man to give salam. So please, don't be annoyed, my sister, my daughter, if me or someone else give you some advice. And if you are unable to comply with it, ask Allah to forgive you. But don't hesitate. Don't be agitated. Don't be opposed to these kinds of teaching, because if you oppose this, then this is Quran and Hadith. You will oppose Quran and Hadith. You will not oppose Hafiz Abdul Wahid. You will not oppose to any Hafiz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to all of us to understand true spirit of Islam and follow it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه تعالى جواد كريم مريم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد قال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا وارض عنا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإيتاء ذي القربى والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تسمعون أقم الصلاة
الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على السلام قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
الله اكبر
الله اكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله
أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا لك الحمد.
الله
أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر. استغفر الله.
السلام عليكم. Brothers and sisters, please bear with me for the 100th time for the important announcement.